Yoel Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet and Yoel talk about Hashem returning to give judgment upon all the enemies of Bnei Israel, Hashem returning and infusing a spirit within Bnei Israel, and seemingly referring to the end of days when Bnei Israel will once again return to its relationship with Hashem, and Hashem will destroy the enemies surrounding it. If we understand the first two Perekim as talking about a plague of locusts, then seemingly Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet are not necessarily related to Perek Aleph and Bet. One's talking about locusts, one is talking about God's judgment on the other nations. The Yom Hashem that seems to be referring to in both parts of the book are not the same. If, however, we understand, like the Arba Benel and Rabbi Eliezer of Belgency, that the Perek Aleph and Bet are indeed talking about a mashal for the enemies that are going to come on Bnei Israel, then we can understand Perek Gimel and Dalet as referring to in the end of days when retribution will come upon those enemies that have attacked Bnei Israel. It's worth noting here that not all commentaries understand these next two Perekim, Perek Gimel and Dalet, speaking about the end of days. Notably, the Ibn Ezra says that these Perekim are not talking about the end of the days. They don't say the end of days, it just says the Hayah Acharechen, which does not imply the Messianic times. Therefore, Ibn Ezra holds that these times are referring to during the times of Jehoshaphat, a king which ruled at a time of success as well at a time when prophecy abounded among the Jewish people. However, most others understand this is talking about the end of days, perhaps Gog and Magog, and God's ultimate retribution and redemption for the Jewish people. Pasuk Aleph. והיה אחרי כן אשפוך את רוחי על כל בשר, וניבאו בניכם ובנותיכם, זקניכם חלומות יחלומון, בחוריכם חזיונות יראו. And it will be after this, I will pour my spirit onto all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your elders will have prophetic dreams. Your young men will see visions. First off, we know that Eshpocha Ruchia al kol basar, and all flesh, no distinction is made between Jew and non-Jew, between Eretz Yisrael and non-Eretz Yisrael. Some of the commentators would like to say that indeed this is only referring to Jews in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps only to worthy Jews and not even all Jews. Others claim that, as the pshat of the pasuk sounds, everyone will be able to reach this level of nevuah during the Messianic times. Everyone will be able to reach a high level of communication, so to say, with God. The word eshpoch, pouring, implies that it's not necessarily that everyone will reach such a level, it's that God will generously, so to speak, pour out a spirit of prophecy, and it'll be much easier to reach a prophetic level in that time than it is in times today. There are three different phrases used for prophecy in this pasuk. Nive'u b'notechem notechem, prophesize. Ziknechem halomot yehalomon, they will dream dreams of prophecy. And finally, bachurechem chazyonot yeru, your young people will see visions. The Malbim explains that the reason for these different words is because each refers to a different level of prophecy. Halomot, merely prophetic dreams, are the least of these three levels. Those are for the elders because they won't be grown up during the Messianic times. They'll already be elder by the time the Messianic times arrive, and therefore will not have as much of the spirit of prophecy as the younger generations. Bachurechem, the young men, they're the middle ground. They have a higher level of nevuah, chizyonot, but yet they're not the same as benechem notechem, the young children at the time will have nevuah, the highest level of communication with God. Pasuk bet. וגם על העבדים ועל השפחות בימים ההמה אשפוך את רוחי. And also upon the servants and maidservants, in those days I will pour my spirit. This is not a time meant only for the higher classes, only for the landed aristocrats perhaps, or those with more money. Rather, everyone will share in the spirit of God being spread over the land, even the avadim and shfachot. Of course, this pasuk does seem to imply that even the non-Jews will have the spirit of prophecy, as the demon Shvachot usually does refer to non-Jews. The Radak comments that it doesn't specifically say in this pasuk that they will have Nivuah, just that Hashem will pour over his spirit. Perhaps the spirit will be a higher level, yet not the same as the spirit Ishpochet Ruchim Pasuk Aleph, which led to direct Nivuah. Perhaps the Avadim and Shvachot will not have Nivuah the same way Bnei Israel will. Pasuk Gimel. ונתתי מופתים השמיים ובארץ, דם ואש ותמנות עשן. And I will place wonders in the heavens and earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. This pasuk may be familiar to us from Haggadah of Pesach, in which we say this pasuk. The word mofetim, which translated as wonders, can also mean signs or wondrous signs. And there's two various explanations to this pasuk. Perhaps these signs are indications of what is to come. Perhaps there will be blood and smoke and fire as indications of destruction that will to come. Or perhaps they're a result of the destruction that Hashem will wreak on the Goyim. Perhaps the blood and smoke and fire are resulting from the destruction upon the nations who have Hashem is coming to exact retribution from. Pasuk Dalet. Hashemesh yehafech lechoshech v'hayareach ledam lifnei bo yom Adonai hagadol v'hanurah. The sun will turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the advent of the day of God, the great and terrible. Again, Yom Hashem is used in this pasuk, the day of God. And as we mentioned, depending on how you understand the first two pasukim, this is either the same Yom Hashem mentioned in those pasukim, or more exactly, the exact opposite. Whereas before, Yom Hashem was retribution on Bnei Israel. Here, it's Gog u'Magog and retribution on the nations. If you understand that Arbet to be literal, once again, Yom Hashem is not necessarily related to the Yom Hashem in Perek Aleph and Bet. It is simply a judgment day, two separate days which aren't necessarily related. In the continuation of the last pasuk, this pasuk says the sun and moons themselves will give testimony to the great destruction that is about to befall the nations of the world. Pasuk Hey. V'haya kol asher yikra b'shem Adonai yimalet. כי בהר ציון ובירושלים תהיה פלטה כאשר אמר אדוני ובשרידים אשר אדוני קורא. And it will be that all who call out in the name of God will be saved. For on Har Zion and in Yerushalayim there will be salvation, as God said, as well as within the few to whom God calls. We translated Siridim as few. It literally means survivors, the few who are able to survive God's wrath and call out in God's name. Here, this pasuk seems to imply that anyone who calls out to God will be saved. However, the very next phrase, Ki b'har tzion v'yushalayim t'yef l'tah, implies that perhaps salvation will be found in Yerushalayim. Some explain that this means that only a few within Yerushalayim will be able to be saved. Others explain that those who are worthy anywhere will be saved, as well as anyone within the walls of Yerushalayim. This pedic is not really too clear about exactly what is going to happen. What is clear is that there is going to be a great reawakening, a spiritual reawakening, where people are going to be prophesizing, people are going to have a high spiritual level, and at the same time, destruction, mass retribution from the nations, perhaps from Bnei Israel as well. Some understand this to mean that the destruction will happen first, leading to the spiritual reawakening. Others understand the spiritual reawakening will happen first. What exactly will happen is not only beyond the scope of this class, it's beyond the scope of pretty much anybody. It's not for us to think about and talk about the end of days. What it is for us is to take the lesson that it's our job to do the best we can and to make the world the best place we can, and prepare ourselves for the spiritual reawakening of God.